Fred Film Radio. I'm Matt Micucci from the 50th Carlo Vivari International Film Festival, and I'm joined by Jan Foco, who is presenting his film America here at the festival. Thanks very much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you too. Hi.
It might be a little hard to introduce the film for our listeners because there's so much happening in this film. There's so many styles in terms of like blending fiction with factual filmmaking. But if you could try to tell our listeners a little about what the story or what the film, the subject of the film is.
Right. So I tried to create a movie about America as a kind of country or kind of land which doesn't exist in fact, but which could exist in yourself. And it's inspired by American dream, let's say, in the beginning of discovering America as a territory of dreaming, thinking about new possibilities of life or whatever, something like this. And let's say that here is a history, like kind of movement, which is inspired by this America, and it's called Tramping, which is quite known here in Czech Republic and takes place here almost 100 years.
So I am fascinated by, first of all, the theme of America as a concept more than an actual physical thing, which actually reminds me of something that has been represented in music by Simon and Garfunkel in their song America, which is appropriately titled America in this case, or even before then, and this concept of like finding this land where all dreams come true, and of course America is so big. But how do you represent that in the Czech Republic, where it does have vast countrysides, but they are very Czech traditionally speaking?
Thank you. Yeah, well, I mean, you are right. It's kind of concept of country, and this tramping like movement had also its era when it was kind of fine, you know, like in perfect condition when everybody were happy, were dreaming about something better, about chances. And they could realize it just in the countryside. It wasn't able to do it in the city. So it's based on trips, that you go on a trip to the countryside and then you have some experiences and you can find new people and it's fun, or you can compose music, or you can sit by the fire in open countryside and breathe fresh air. You know, it's something absolutely new for you, and it's like weekend experience, and then you come back to the city and then you come back to your ordinary life, which shouldn't be boring, but you know, this is something special and it's got tradition almost like 100 years here. So I wanted to continue and redefine somehow this topic into language of nowadays.
You are behind the camera and in front of the camera. What are the challenges of doing that?
It's terrible, man. Like in an editing room, you are checking yourself and you are directing yourself on the stage. And I would say it's quite heavy to have everything under the control. Even the material become in new format and it become into shape of movie. And you have to listen to the movie more than how you look like. So it's not just about self-controlling, but like movie control.
And it's because of course that is a very big commitment to take. And I'm guessing it's also because you have a passion for tramping yourself too, and the whole culture of tramping.
You know, I would say, when I was making researches, I met a lot of guys who are real tramps, you know, like for 40 years or something like this. They are making music, living in the countryside, and visiting osadas, like these small places. And I realized that I got the same relation to the country and that I'm the same in the values of lifestyle as they are. So I wouldn't say that I'm like tramp as a traditional tramp in Czech Republic, but I share all these values of tramping. I mean, that you are open to the interview, for example, and then that you can share your time with people who you don't know, and you love music, you like freedom, and you are open to new experiences, basically.
So being open to the delight of discovering maybe sides of the country where you live or you were born that you should know, but that you don't know.
Yes, exactly.
And staying on the tramping subject, do you find that like today's society kind of adapts less to the tramping culture than it did maybe years ago?
Oh, definitely. It's changing, and there is just less of tramps in our generation, or even less it used to be like 20 years ago. You know, this is kind of reaction when someone is stealing your freedom, then you are starting to find it somewhere else. You are escaping your, let's say, lifestyle and finding a place where you can feel more free. So nowadays we got the full hands of freedom, but I would say that we should find new freedoms in ourselves all the time. It's a never-ending process.
Just trapped in kind of technological things and consumerism more than ever before. At one point, you're drinking a can of Coke, right? And I thought that was so symbolic because of the many things that Coke represents as a brand, but also as a symbol of capitalism. And it's so far from, like, you know, the actual culture of tramping. So that was a very witty touch in the film that I really appreciated. So let's go back to the start. I'd like to know how you got the idea to make this film, and also a little bit about the collaboration with Barbara and how that happened.
Yeah. You know, this movement, tramping, is so specific, and nobody shoot a movie about it. So that was a first stuff-like topic. And I'm a musician as well, and I see that inspiration from American music became into Czech country and Czech music, and it takes a long time. So then I realized that I'm somehow inspired as well by these Czech songs who are transformed from American context. That's why I realized to find the roots of this music. So basically the motivation was the music in the beginning. Then I started to find these, let's say, values like friendship or other stuff. And so I decided to shoot this movie about this movement. But I couldn't find still like strong characters who would be from nowadays. I didn't want to make just like movie about like archaeology, about some topic. I wanted to make something where it's alive. So I tried to adapt all these characteristic stuff from tramping into a movie. And then I found, let's say, some new language. And then I met Barbara. She was recording at one action in Tramp Museum of Tramps some songs. And I saw that she's the only one in the same age on this action.
Right.
So I have no doubt. And I'm asking her what I'm doing here. And then we started to think about it. And we found this new language, new speech about this topic. And it was, yeah, it was working. So that's why I realized to make a movie as a kind of dialogue between two people from different contexts.
Finding new language and new speak actually goes back to the point that I made earlier about the film blending the line between documentary and fictional film. How did you let's talk about that a little bit. How did you get interested in actually finding this type of language and bringing the film to a point where it could blend the line between fact and fiction?
You know, I'm documentarist basically. But I usually had a problem that I wanted to say something and I was just waiting for people to formulate my idea. So this was a quite step, good step to make it all easier, that I could formulate what I want. And I'm using the topic and the people as a partners in it. And we can discuss about it, and maybe they can say, or it could be visible that I'm wrong, but it's a discussion. That's form which I like very much, and I discovered it in this movie for the first time, and I love it, you know. It's a combination of, let's say, theater, work with actor, like you are using his real motivations, but you are using them into a new form and into your idea, which should be quite different. But you are using real people, real motivations. You are working with them. You can change them in this acting, in this game. And in the movie, it takes place in front of the camera. So so this is like inspiration from theater, but there's inspiration from movies as well. I try to put there like that feeling of American movies from, I don't know, 60s, let's say something like this, you know. So there's a mix of inspirations.
Yeah, I guess one of the inspirations, allow me to say, is actually getting the genuineness of traveling and the delight of discovery that happens as a result of traveling. So it was a pleasure talking with you about the film, and I wish you all the best, and thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you very much. Yeah,
thank you very much. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.